As we've heard on previous days of our Project Milwaukee Black and White series, Milwaukee segregation exists not just in our communities, but also in the workforce, from business to the visual arts. Barriers to employment, as well as lack of exposure, have created a lack of diversity within certain industries, and the advertising and design communities are no exceptions. That's why a new pilot program called OnRamp has been formed to expose minority students in Milwaukee to creative career possibilities. This year, volunteer professionals in Milwaukee's ad and design world partnered with students from community high school to teach them about what they do and how these industries work. Jonathan Gunlock is on the OnRamp board of directors and is a manager at the Milwaukee-based Hanson Dodge Creative, which helped create the OnRamp program. Tamo Chopin is the creative director and founder of Spanglish Creative Services and is an OnRamp volunteer. They spoke with Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce about the program, and Gunlock explained that the lack of diversity in the field is not a problem unique to Milwaukee.
There continues to be a lack of cultural diversity in the design industry as a whole. It's really made up mostly of white urban upper-class individuals, and I don't think that this is intentional. It ultimately starts with, you know, right now there being a lack of qualified applicants for jobs. You need a degree in design, and I just don't think people are exposed to even the idea that design is an option as a career.
I, as a minority, I'm from Mexico originally, and I was not exposed when I was young to graphic design or the advertising industry. So I think, like myself, many of us are not exposed to it. So we don't understand that. We don't know. We know that it exists. We don't know how to get in there. So because we're not exposed to anybody that is doing that, we don't take that route. So, and as Jonathan was saying, it's not only in Milwaukee. I think it's in everywhere. Working in different agencies, many times I have found myself to be the only minority working there.
Well, is it solely the issue of a lack of exposure to these industries as even possible paths for job opportunities, or is the issue also access to these jobs?
I mean, I know that it's a complex issue, and it's not as simple as just saying if people were exposed to it or had schooling in it that would solve the problem. But, you know, from my perspective as a white male, you know, I'm certainly not an expert, but this is what I see. And so I'm just trying to do what I can to help that issue.
Tamo, in your experience?
In my case, I'm a second generation of Latinos here. I went to college just because I wanted to be an illustrator. So that's how I got into graphic design. I didn't know graphic design existed. And I didn't know that the advertising was a whole industry. So because we're not exposed to it, but we also don't understand it. And that is another reason why we're not so much involved in the industry.
So then how is the OnRamp program going to address these issues of exposure and even access?
What we're doing is we identified 13 students at community high school, and they worked with 9 design professionals. Temo is one of them. And what they did was they actually had a number of tours at locations such as Hanson Dodge Creative, C2, Brew City, Beer Gear. And besides having tours, the students also designed a line of T-shirts. So each student designed their own T-shirt. They went through the process of what a typical design project would be, where you start with your original concept, you kind of flesh things out a little more, and then you actually do the work of creating the piece using design tools, software.
So and really giving them hands-on experience.
Hands-on experience, yeah. And again, the experience of doing the work, but also seeing what all the roles are in the design industry. At Hanson Dodge, when we had our module with them, that's what we call them, modules, a number of people from our organization got up and spent 2 hours kind of explaining everything that they do, anywhere from obviously the design and copywriter and art directors, but account services, you know, even the billing department, just kind of showed everybody what the breadth of opportunities there are within the organization and the industry as a whole.
Tamo, what was it like working with these students, helping to give them this exposure?
For me, it was a great experience. I think that one of the ways to expose teenagers or kids to this industry is getting involved in their schools and, you know, even if we're not doing something that is design related, you know, a lot of times the kids will just come up to you because you look the same. So they relate to you, they ask you what you do for a living, and then you explain it, so they get interested in doing that. Now, before I was talking about the culture, now we have a lot of things, products that are designed base. So kids like that, and they want to know how that was built, how that was made, how they look at the ads for iPad, for example, and they get interested in how they did that. So sometimes when I talk to the kids, you know, they were interested in some of those things, and they're like, oh, so you're a designer, so you know how to do this. And you know, even though I might not know how to do it, I tell them, oh, yeah, I work in a team where somebody knows how to do that. So they get interested in that, and I think it kind of just talking a little bit to either one of us open their eyes a little bit.
How do you address the issue of the lack of diversity within the ad and design community in Milwaukee with the students? I mean, you know, is OnRamp addressing this with the student participants to prepare them almost that if this is something you're interested in and want to get into later on, you need to be prepared that you might be the only person of Hispanic background or you might be the only African-American working here?
Well, that's why it was one of the goals, too, for OnRamp was to have the students working with people that weren't necessarily, you know, white. So they could have conversations about, you know, the reality of the industry.
Temo, did you have any of those kinds of conversations?
Yes, I did. And they asked me, I mean, were you the only Hispanic working there? What was it like? And it's pretty much the same. I mean, a lot of times, as Jonathan was saying, it's not so much the color that you are, it's the work that you do. So one of the things is whether you're white or Hispanic or black, you know, you have to create a good portfolio and you have to be professional in what you're doing. So working your talents, and that will get you to, you know, the position that you want. But seeing that, yeah, I might be the only person that looks different, talks different in that agency, but they can see that as something good, you know, because now the market is so diverse. We have, you know, every company is trying to reach Latinos, Blacks, and Asians. So it's not only the white market they're trying to reach. So we actually are giving something to these agencies, to this studio. So something that we have left is something that they need to be able to understand that market. So it is a good thing to be different. It's a good thing to be sometimes the only one that speaks that way or looks that way. So that's pretty much what I told. There were two kids that asked me actually that.
Obviously, you're working toward creating a more diverse industry, and one program alone isn't going to solve it right now. But what is it that we're losing right now by not having more diversity within these creative industries?
I think one of the things that we're losing is we're not reaching the, at least in my case, a growing market, which is the Latino market. I've noticed that in our community, we don't have quality newspapers, we don't have quality magazines. We don't have quality advertising. And I think when kids grow with that standard kind of low, we're not helping them develop at their fullest. We do have buying power, but we're not expanding in the right ways. So I think by ad agencies getting involved in this, they'll help the communities also to grow and help them to develop.
So what's the future of OnRamp? Are you going to run this program again? You said before you want to expand this.
Right. There are 8 of us that are on the original OnRamp board, and we're spending the summer kind of determining what the next steps are. But our goal is to do another OnRamp program in the fall or winter, but also to expand it. We're hoping that other agencies are involved, more volunteers, so there can actually be multiple on-ramps going on at the same time, working with different schools, different groups of students, and hopefully, you know, in the future, even in other cities. So we have lofty goals for this. We have a lot of work to do, but we're really excited about the future.
I think by getting the agencies involved or the studios involved in this is going to be great, because we need their support. We need them to support their employees if they want to be part of the on-ramp, and especially the minority ones. Just to allow them to be part of it and to give back to the community, and it will help the industry and it will help us all.
Well, Jonathan, Temo, thank you so much for coming into Lake Effect and talking to us about OnRamp and the work that you're doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Jonathan Gunlock is an OnRamp board member and the manager of billing and budgeting services at Hanson Dodge Creative. Temo Chopin is the creative director and founder of the Spanglish Creative Services and an OnRamp volunteer. They spoke with Stephanie Lecce. You can find links and more information about OnRamp and the Common Ground Project on our website, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next on the program, our Project Milwaukee Black and White series examines community development efforts across the city. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.